There are a few days in people's lives that really stand out, you know? One of those days that really stands out for me is the day I got my first pocket knife. I was 8 years old, got it for my birthday, and it was sharp. And the first thing I did was cut the side off my thumb with it. And you can see the scar right there. A couple of my weddings were memorable. This last one, for sure, was a big one. Some of you were there. But the day that really stands out to me above all of them in my life, I think, is the Christmas I got my first bicycle. Because that means now that you have mobility, you have wheels. Now, I'd been after my dad for a long time to get him to buy me a bicycle. But after that thing with the pocket knife, he wasn't real sure about how coordinated I was, you know. So I started working on plans. I came up with this idea. I said, Dad, I figured out how to pay for a bicycle. He said, you have? I said, yes, sir. I said, if I had a bicycle, I could get a paper route, and then I could pay for a bicycle. He said, don't you have to start with the bicycle? I thought, well, I need to work on that a little more, don't I? But sure enough, that same Christmas, I got up and walked in the living room thinking, well, I'll get some more shirts, you know. Oh, boy, a sweater. You know, I'm trying to get worked up for it. And I walked in the living room. There was this brand new red and white Huffy bicycle, big 26-incher, sitting there under the Christmas tree, had my name on it. Now, in the part of the country where I grew up, bicycles are for riding downhills. They're for pushing uphills, see? Because back then, I had only ever seen one 3-speed bicycle, which is in the window of the big department store, Miller's department store down there in Knoxville. And I had no idea that 10-speed bicycles, that they even existed, see? So there, I had the big 1-speed, right? You know, a coaster brake. You pedal backwards on it, you know, to make it stop. Well, we lived at the top of this road called Highland Drive, and it was high. It was about, from our house, it's about 2 miles down to Highway 25 down there, and it runs sort of down the valley there by the creek, so it was a pretty flat stretch of about 3 or 4 miles, and you could get down there and just fly up and down and actually pedal, you know. But then you had that 2-mile climb back up to my house. Now, the difference in elevation in those 2 miles was right at 9,000 feet. It's pretty steep. Now, when I'd ride off that road, it was gravel. The first part wasn't too steep, and I'd go down through there, you know, and then I'd start slowing down because about the last quarter of a mile before you made, there was this big turn. And it was real steep and rutted out, and I would always just get off and walk the bike around that curve and down to the highway because that was what was known as Dead Kids Curve. See? But the more I rode, you know, I thought, you know, every time I ride to the bottom of the hill, I got to push this bicycle back up here, and it weighed about 6 pounds more than I did. So I got to thinking, what I need to do is strip down some weight off this boy, see? So I got to looking at it there in the garage one day, and I went and got my dad's crescent wrench, and I took them 2 chrome fenders off of it. Well, I walked in the house and put them on the bathroom scale, and they were 14 pounds right there, see? And I thought, this is going to make a difference pushing that bicycle back up the hill, see? So I went out there, and I got serious about it then. I took the chain guard off. Had a big chrome headlight with 2 D-cell flashlight batteries. That was about 4.5 pounds right there. I jerked that thing off, throwed it over in the corner. And then it had a luggage rack on there big enough you could put like a steamer trunk on it and go to Niagara Falls, you know. Well, I wasn't going anywhere that I wasn't coming home that same day, so I took that off, see. I even sawed 4 inches off of each end of the handlebars, you know. I had that baby stripped down now.